It's one thing watching someone get killed. It's quite another talking about it.
Young adult writer Kieran David, reading from her novel When I Was Joe.
When it happened, I didn't even realise exactly what I was seeing. My heart was thumping so loud I couldn't hear anything else. My mind was whizzing around at hyperdrive speed, trying to work out what to do, trying to sort out what was going on, and I ran away as fast as I could. But now I'm sitting in the police station telling three officers what happened. They're asking so many questions about every detail, it's as if they've put the whole thing into slow-mo. It's like being trapped watching a really sick horror film, not being able to close your eyes, and I can't run away this time. Twice, when I tell them how the blood splashed into the mud, and then about the tangle of bodies on the ground, I think I'm going to vomit, and Nikki, that's my mum, has to ask them to stop their tape while I lean forward and try and gulp it back. She puts a hand on my back and uses her best lawyer-in-training voice. Is this really necessary? He's here to help you. He's just a kid of 14. And the main guy asking questions says, so was the boy who died, Miss Lewis. They get me a glass of water and then they start again. I'm wondering if they'll ever let me leave. They make me look at loads of photographs. Some are just faces and it's easy to pick out the ones I've told them about. Some are close-ups of the cuts and wounds that I've already seen. But they look different in pictures than they did at the park yesterday. Was it only yesterday?
That's young adult writer Kieran David reading from her novel When I Was Joe. This book and its sequel, Almost True, chronicle the life of a 14-year-old British boy named Ty. After witnessing a stabbing murder, he and his mother are put under witness protection. Ty, now Joe, is living a new life with a new name, a new look, a new image. The gangsters are closing in as Joe and his mother start to crack under the pressure. When I Was Joe is Kieran David's debut novel. She told Anne Strangechamps where the idea for the book came from.
Well, I was doing an evening course in writing for children. And at the time, I thought I was going to write for younger children and nice short books. And then I saw a news item about a family in witness protection. It was a court case. They'd been through a terrible ordeal. They'd been kidnapped, forced to take part in an armed robbery. And I thought, and their six-year-old son had actually been instrumental in saving them. And yet the whole family had to go into witness protection. And I felt this was real paradox that the people who were innocent victims and who were doing the right thing were the ones who had to lose everything. They had to lose their home, their friends, their family. They had to move into a new place, start again anew. And this quite small child was going to have to do this at a young age.
So partly the irony of being forced to tell lies because you told the truth.
Because you're telling the truth, exactly that. And also that you are actually suffering something almost more extreme than any criminal could be punished. You know, even if you are put in prison, then you're going to still remain with your own name, with your friends, you're in contact with your family. You remain a sense of self. But to ask especially a child or an adolescent to completely start again, I think is really, you know, a very, very big harmful thing to do, and yet completely necessary.
You made these teen novels, young adult novels, and the whole concept of witness protection also seems like such a good metaphor for adolescence, which is when kids are putting on and taking off identities all the time.
Yes, that's what I thought. There were two reasons why I made him a teenager rather than a younger child. One was that teenagers have more freedom to get into trouble and to have adventures. And the other one was this metaphor. And I thought, here's a boy who everything in his life is changing anyway. His body is changing, he is changing, and then he gets a chance to be someone new. And wouldn't it be interesting if this boy actually welcomed a new identity and felt quite excited about it? What would that say about him? What would that say about the life that he'd left behind?
Well, tell us something about Ty, your hero, your character, and what happens to him.
Ty is a boy who lives in East London for a very aspirational but poor family. And he witnesses a murder and he is suddenly taken from this life in East London. And he and his mum, who's very young, Ty is 14 and she's only just 30. And they're taken to a small town outside London and they have to start a completely new life. And when Ty starts at his new school, he discovers that with his new look and his new name, he's older than the other children. He is suddenly the cool, sexy new boy in town. And this really goes to his head and he thinks, I am a new person. And Joe is his new name and he really likes being Joe. But he's under a lot of pressure his mum isn't coping very well, and he is really haunted by the things that he's seen and some secrets that he's holding on to. And gradually, he loses his grip on this new personality, Joe, and he quite scary things start to happen inside him. So he's on pressure from the outside, things that he's scared of, people that are trying to get him, but also from what's happening inside him.
Mm. How did you go about imagining the psychological impact of what it would be like to live under a new identity?
Well, we had recently moved from Amsterdam to London. We'd lived in Amsterdam for 8 years. So the stress of actually moving was very, very close to home. We were all going through it. You know, I was watching my children starting in new schools and making new friends, and I was watching how they dealt with that. So that was my starting point, was the kind of nightmare of moving, which is one of the most stressful things that you can do. And I also thought very much about taking on a new identity and why that would be a good thing and why that would be a bad thing. But quite a lot of it was just imagining myself into the head of this boy, and he became very real to me.
The central issue of identity and the whole notion of a kid who goes into witness protection, I was thinking about identity and what an issue it is today, you know, going way beyond witness protection. You know, politicians talk about identity politics. You know, we worry about identity theft. I'm wondering if there's something about our culture or our society today that makes identity a particularly resonant concept.
Well, I think I look at my children and I see their identities being built on Facebook in a way that, you know, social media, I think, networking is giving us a different idea of identity because we're much more out there. And I think those teenage years where you were developing in private that used to happen, now I think a lot of teenagers particularly are living their life much more in public. And the whole question of who's written what on their status and who's put what photos up. And my daughter will go around to friends and they will spend the afternoon taking profile pictures for Facebook. And that's, they're thinking much more in those terms of a kind of public identity. And I think that is having effect on our culture that we haven't quite even realised yet.
Has to do with direction in a way, doesn't it? You know, whether your identity is being formed from the outside in, you know, so that you're looking at yourself from the outside and thinking, how will other people see me? Or whether it's being formed from the inside out and is based on something, some truth about yourself.
Yes. Self-knowledge and also an understanding of what you need to survive. And I think, again, in my book, gradually, that, you know, the hope for Ty is that he finds things about himself that he can live with and that he understands, and he learns a lot of truth about himself. And I think a lot of teenagers, you know, may take this as a kind of deeper message from the books about what you need to do to get through difficult times. You know, you need to know yourself very, very well. And there's a lot involved in that. You know, it's not as simple as just changing a profile picture on Facebook or putting up a status saying, you know, I'm unhappy or this is what's happening to me. So I think it's a very interesting question of how identity will be changed by social media.
Kieran David is the author of the young adult novels When I Was Joe and Almost True. Anne Strainchamp spoke with her.